From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Chris Faulkner reading The End of Act 3 by Gilbert Morris. Now let's begin with The End of Act 3. Chapter 1. A New Client. For the 100th time, Danny moved out of her new office to stand on the small balcony framed with wrought iron. Staring down at the passing parade of traffic on Bourbon Street, she wondered if she'd done the right thing in moving Ross Investigation Agency to new quarters. She loved the busy activity of the area, and knew that she'd signed the lease mostly because of the small balcony, from which she could take in the scene below, the rough, irregular bricks that made up the narrow street, the black, ornate ironwork framing the balconies that had become the symbol of the French Quarter in New Orleans, and the row of shops and restaurants below, designed to snare the crowds that packed the street, especially during Mardi Gras. This February was even milder than usual in New Orleans. The humid air rose from the cobblestones, bearing the odor of fresh boudin from the café below. Suddenly a man's voice, heavy with French-Cajun accent, rang out,
"Hey, Danny, let me and you go pass a good time."
She looked down with a smile at the tall man who stood staring up at her, and shook her head.
"Oh, it's only 3 or 2 hours till time to quit. Come on, Cher."
"I have to make a living, Renee," she called out. "Besides, Lucy'd kill us both if she caught us together." Renee LeBlanc, who played fiddle in a Cajun band, made a sour face, then raised his hands in dramatic fashion.
"Oh, you got that right, Cher. Me too. I see you sometime."
Danny watched as he almost danced down the street. A cloud crossed her face, and she moved.